Married women need a change. Now, why not make a virtue of necessity instead of making a necessity a virtue?
Virtue's not a necessity to a woman. It's a luxury when she's in love.
But is she in love?
No. Not with you.
Are you going to keep us waiting all night?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rodney.
Where did you get that dress?
Like it?
I do not, but I think it's cheap.
Well, you won't the first of the month.
Who is the man this time?
Oh, Rodman, don't be so unfair.
I'm not kicking. Just curious as to the identity of my latest competitor.
There never has been a competitor as far as I'm concerned, and you know it.
I've heard you say quite the contrary.
Oh, Rodman, please let's not go over all that again. I was a fool to ever tell you.
But I've always wanted to congratulate the anonymous gentleman who preceded me in your affections.
Rodman, you've no right to criticize my life before I met you.
Nevertheless, I resent being a secondhand...
Wait a minute, Rodman. Ever since our marriage, you've been throwing this thing in my face. So unfair. So unsportsmanlike.
What would you suggest?
That you give me a divorce and let me go away.
No. You happen to be my wife, and you're going to remain here.
So you can bully and insult me whenever you feel in the mood? Oh, Rodman, I can't stand it any longer. I can't. I won't.
They're waiting for us downstairs. Well, Tony.
Carter, I'm going places with you.
Tony, tonight after the dance?
Oh, don't be a fool. We'll go tomorrow night in your private car. When I go to the devil, I go in style.
There, Cynthia Morland Faraday?
Jeffrey! Jeffrey!
Mother!
I just can't believe it. I know I'll wake up in a minute just like I always do.
Mother, darling.
I can't believe it, my boy. Why, Jeffrey, I'm holding you in my arms. I just can't believe it.
Oh. Now, Cynthia, behave yourself.
I reckon I have a right to make a fool of myself if I want to. If you only knew how I've missed you while you've been gone. How I've longed for this ever since you went away. Turn around, let's have a look at you.
Well, I must say, that's a fine-looking suit of clothes you've got on.
Well, I thought you'd like it, especially the mud fringe on the trousers.
Young man, you got a dirty face.
Well, it shouldn't be. I practically drowned myself down there in the creek a minute ago.
Jeffrey Faraday, how long is it since you had a bath?
A bath? You don't mean a bath with soap.
I thought so. My own son, too.
Now, Cynthia, you know I'm a big grown-up boy now, and you can't go washing me behind the ears the way you used to.
That's enough. You're coming right straight upstairs with me and have a bath.
Now, Cynthia,
yes,
I don't need a bath. Now,
right.
Listen, Mother, I told you I couldn't stay long enough for a bath. Anyway, I'll just stop by to see you for a few minutes. Mother, now, please, please. Stop tickling me, Mother. Stop tickling me. I told you I can't stand tickling.
Then you stand still, young man.
I know, but Mother, I don't need a bath. I don't... I'll stand still. I'll do anything. Mother,
if you
please.
See that you do stand
still, sir. No. Why, woman? I'm ashamed of you.
I'm ashamed of you, too. Now, you get right into that bathtub.
But I'll get even with you, Mother, for this.
Get into that bathtub.
And
want you back.
What? My back, too?
Yes, your back, too. I'm coming in.
Don't you come in.
No, don't you do it.
I will.
Don't you do it.
I'm coming in to wash your back.
Cynthia, you stay out of here.
Not until I've washed your back. You never could wash your own back.
Oh, well, it does feel good. Say, Mother, you still wash dear Brother Rodman's back, too?
No, he's married.
What?
Yes, married into a very lovely wife, too.
I'll bet she is. With all of his stupid virtues.
Shame on him.
And none of your charming vices.
You wicked boy!
Mother! Hey, Cynthia.
Yes?
Where are my clothes?
In the stove.
What?
I burned them.
You what? Say, I've worn that suit of clothes for years, and I've grown very fond of it. What do you expect me to cover myself with?
With these. Oh. They're Rodman's.
Oh, but see here, Cynthia.
Oh, put them on. Put them on, Jeffrey.
Oh, the idea of you burning up my best suit of clothes. What do you think I'm going to wear to church tomorrow morning?
How do you expect me to go out on the street and things like these?
I do.
Now, look here, Cynthia. I got to duck out of here before the family gets home.
I know. Of course you have, dear. Of course you have.
But I've been hanging around outside for hours, waiting to get in just to see you alone.
Old Naomi must have sensed you were coming here tonight. Your favorite dish.
But I'm not hungry.
Not for fried chicken.
Well, no, I mean I'm not very hungry.
Last time I had fried chicken, it was handed me through the back door in Vermont.
You must have done some tall traveling in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Fast traveling, too, sometimes. But... But I never had to travel as fast as I had to travel out of this town.
Oh, that's all over and forgotten. Old Judge Cowper left town 2 years ago.
But Rodman hasn't forgotten. Rodman's got a memory like an elephant. Say, what are you saving that cake for any particular purpose?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
This sure beats haystacks. Oh, I gotta get out of here, Cynthia. I can't.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. I've got something to say about that. Do you think when I haven't seen you for 5 years, you can walk in and then just walk right out of my life again?
No, but Cynthia, I don't want to see Rob and Christine and everybody.
No, sir. Not me. I wouldn't